All right. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10, it said that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. In other words, we need to be trying to please the Lord. Being fruitful in every good work. What's somebody tell me a good work? Just
witnessing.
I'd say Paul, during his prison stay, and there again when he wrote this, he was being a witness. He was tied to a jailer every day. And I would say the jailer was probably so glad when he got off work. You know, he probably heard so much about Jesus that it was like, ugh. But, you know, you got to hand it to him. He was being a witness. Now, that's what we're to do. We're to be a witness and to be fruitful. And he also says, an increasing in the knowledge of God. Listen, the way we do that is to read God's word. Yeah. To sit under teaching and preaching of God's word. Strengthen. How do you get strength for your body? What's the main thing you got to have to strengthen your body? Food. And if we ain't feeding our spirit, it ain't getting strengthened. That's just plain Jane. It's not real deep. It's not rocket science. It's just simple things. And he said, with all might. We get that from the Lord. That's where our strength comes from. According to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father. Now, chapter 2 really is where these three things are located that we really honestly need. So chapter 2, verse 1, it says, Paul says, for I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches and of the fullness, full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now, if it's hid there, don't you want that? We got to dig in it to get it. If I bring you out a box and tell you it's full of gold nuggets, well, it ain't going to do you a bit of good if you don't open it up and get into it and get them. They'll just sit there. And verse 4, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in spirit. Don't lay out of church suddenly and say, I'm with you in the spirit, Brother Jim. That won't work. Okay, where was I at before I got sidetracked? Joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. By the way, it's a waste of time. After the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, rooted. That's where I want to go. Verse 7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. All right. Three things that revolve around this rooted, and we're going to go through this very quick. Did you get it? No. He says, for one, let's think about it. Rooted in Christ. First off, you need to make sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you die today, you'll go to heaven. Only you and God know that. You can tell me all day long, I'm saved, Brother Jim. That's fine. But you need to know that between you and Jesus. It's not hard to know. Ask yourself at some point in your life, have you truly placed your faith and trust in Him? It ain't a prayer you said. It's not because you got baptized. It ain't because I put $100 in the plate one Sunday. It's not because grandma and grandpa and my uncle or my dad or mom or whoever go to the church. It ain't nothing to do with none of that. Be honest with you, it ain't nothing to do with the fact that we're in a Baptist church. It all boils down to, did you place your trust and faith in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in Him and have you told Him? There's your key. Amen. And if you do, then hey, you don't have, if you can remember at some point, you don't have to remember, well, I remember it was September 13th, 1846. You don't have to know that. There ain't nobody in here that old, are they, Miss Betty? You know, so really and truly, you don't have to know. You just have to know that you did. Because Peter told us, our memories are not the best in the world. Listen, I was all messed up when I went to brush my teeth. You don't brush your teeth with a comb, it don't work. You know, and I was about to put the toothpaste on it, but I'm like, whoa, what am I doing? I hesitated to tell you that, but sometimes I think I need looked after. But anyway, I need something scanned. I don't know. But listen, that you need to know. But after you establish that fact, now you can go forward. You can't go forward until you establish that. You got to know. You got to know that you know. That you know. Does that make sense? All right. Know that you know that you know that you know. All right. Now we can step forward from there. So verse 6 said, walk ye in Him. Now how are we going to do that? It ain't easy to step out here and follow Christ day after day, day in and day out. People make you mad. Things happen. You're like, why? So what do we got to do? What we've really got to do is the same way we got saved is the same way we walk in Christ, by faith. If I step out of here and say, well, I'm going to go out here and I ain't sinning today. Walk straight and narrow. I got it. You ain't got nothing. Amen. Without Christ, we can't do it. We've got to have Christ. Colossians 2:20 tells us that. Listen, Paul said, I can't do it. He said, the way I do it is Christ in me does it. So he steps out during the day and he says, you know what? I'm gonna do my best to serve the Lord today. And you step out and you serve the Lord. And if you're out serving the Lord, then you're doing what he's asked. And you're heading in the proper direction. So we've got to do that. And we do it by faith. You know, we need to. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says that we walk by faith, not by sight. Look, I have no idea what tomorrow holds. I really don't. I got some plans, but I don't know if I'm going to be around to do those plans. I mean, I really don't have any idea. For all I know, the Lord may come back tonight, which would be all right. So somebody got to feed my dog because he ain't going with me. He'll get in his dog food bag. He did that the other day and gained a few pounds. But he had an idea he needed to eat more. And I told him, no, you don't. But, you know, I can't. In other words, I don't know 100% about tomorrow. So I'm walking tomorrow by faith. I'll be honest with you. It's 20 till 7. I ain't sure I'll be alive at 7. And none of you are either. For all you know, you may be dead by 7 o'clock. Sammy was telling me about some stuff a while ago. Listen, if somebody dumped some of that in here, we're in trouble. It'd be bad news. I guess that's what they're teaching in Minnesota. I thought they taught you that in the Marines or Army. But anyway, no. I'm So we've got to walk by faith. Now, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. In other words, we build our strength up by reading the word of God, by hearing the word of God, and it strengthens us. And the more we do that, the stronger we get. Now, this is another super important thing. Fellowship with Christ. We need to build a relationship with Christ. We need that relationship with Christ, and I've told you before, kind of like with my wife. I like being with my wife. I need to like being with Christ. But when I first saw my wife, I threatened the kid with me. Because he said, well, I'd like to date her. And I said, uh-huh, man, you'll go out back. I said, she's off limits. And I was serious. Now, but from that point on, if I'd have took her to the movie and then took her back home, and then maybe in about 3 months, checked on her again, maybe in another month, check on her again, what kind of relationship are we going to have? Ain't going to be very good. It needs to be a daily routine that you associate with Christ to build a relationship. And if you ain't doing that, listen, you're not going to have the relationship you need. If I go all day long, and I might even see her, but if I don't talk to her and I don't say nothing to her, what's it doing? I ain't building nothing. No relationship for sure. So we need that. Now, we've established that. Build a relationship. Listen, it brings joy. It brings peace. It helps you in life. It helps me because I've built a relationship with her and I talk to her daily that we keep some joy and peace in the house. The nicer I am to her, the better that is. Oh, I got one over there. She's going, Yeah, see, right across from you, brother. She's telling you something. Anyway, we'll move on so we won't get you. All right, now, we need to be rooted doctrinally. In other words, rooted in Christ's teaching. Listen, there are things that I will talk to people about and kind of what you, a person wants to call debate on. There are some things that I'll kind of back and forth with. But there's some stuff that I will not move off of. And we need to be grounded in that and rooted in that. Christ was born of a virgin. Amen?
Amen.
You can't tell me any different. Christ died on a cross. Christ was buried in a tomb. And he rose again the third day. Amen. You can't tell me any different. Christ started the church on the seashores of Galilee with the 12 apostles. You can't tell me any different. If you do, I'm going to tell you stupid. Leave me alone. I'm honest. I'm serious. Just leave me alone. If you don't want to talk to me about did Elijah go up in a whirlwind or a chariot? Well, we might debate over that. It says a whirlwind come down with a chariot. And he went up in the whirlwind. Well, wait a minute. Did he go up in the whirlwind in the chariot, or did he go up in the chariot in the outside the whirlwind, or did he go up in the whirlwind? The chariot just passed. Hey, I'll sit there and debate that back and forth with you. It don't make a hill of beans, but there's certain things that I ain't moving off of. And we need to get that down pat. We need to be established in the truths of the Bible and do not sway. Got to do that. So, we got to be rooted in Christ. Personal relationship with him. We got to be rooted in his teachings. Listen, his teachings come from here. The Word of God. If it ain't here, I'll tell you, it's gemology. That means it's something I feel that's good, but hey, who am I? Okay? This is what we stand on. We stand on the Word of God. Amen? That is what you stand on. Now, rooted in Christ faithfully. What do you think rooted in Christ faithfully is, Sammy? Rooted in Christ faithfully? Would you be honest to say that's sticking to the Word of God? Okay. We'll go with that one. So we should be faithful to what the Word of God says. Do you agree with me? Amen. Yes. If you disagree, say amen. Amen. Oh. I like that. That's good. They were just kidding. That's for the recording. They were kidding. Anyway, we have a good time on Wednesday night. Amen. So we need to be faithful we need to be rooted in Christ in a faithful way. In other words, we should look for ways to serve the Lord. That's what we need to be doing. We need to look for ways to serve God. If we will find ways to serve God, then guess what? It'll build our relationship with God, because we need to be depending on Him to do that. Because according to John chapter 15, he says we can do nothing without Him. So we need to be faithful in that. Write this down in your margin. I don't tell you until I get there so I can read it. But I'm going to get you a pen or whatever and write this down beside the verse out there, or highlight it if you got a highlighter with you. It's in the book of Psalm, and it's 122, and it is verse 1. He says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We should be looking for the areas to serve God and to come to the house of the Lord. We ought to be happy about coming here. Where else do people agree with you? They sure don't on Fremont Street. You know, I doubt it very seriously. The majority of at Walmart do. This is where we ought to be. Hebrews 10:22 through 26 tells us, and I won't go there and read it for sake of time, but it tells us that we're to stand in our profession. In other words, we know we're saved. Stand on those words. Stand on God's promises. Then we're supposed to come to church and provoke others to love and good, to do good. You know, the word provoke is always used in, like if I start sticking you with a pen, that's provoking you. But it's provoking you to what? Anger. You're getting irritated. Right after irritation comes anger. Listen, according to the Bible, one of the reasons we come to church is to provoke people in love and to do good works. Now, look around. There's a lot of people we can't provoke tonight in love and good works. That's true. If you ain't here, can't nobody do that to you. Now, after that, he says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together for those reasons. And he says, also for the fact of the day that's approaching. What day are we looking for that's approaching? Who in here believes in what they call the rapture? Amen. That day's approaching. Amen. We're supposed to come to church more and more. So I'm going to take a vote tonight and say, I think we ought to go to church Monday through Sunday. Listen, I know people in America would say, what? Listen, they used to go to church daily. Well, we can't do that. Well, yeah, we could if we would. Because we all go home and sit down on our blessed assurance, and we have TV shows we want to watch, and we've got some other things that we like to do, right? Yeah. Yeah, just nod your head, yeah. You know it's true. I'm the same way. There's things I like to do. So, really and truly, though, we're supposed to be faithful to the Lord. That's what's called being faithful to the Lord, is coming to what He established. Why wouldn't we want to? He died for it. Amen. See, He not only died for everybody in the world, but He also died for what He established, which was the church. All right, Brother Jim, get off of that and quit riding us. I'm going to something else right now that pertains to it. Who's been to the giant forest, the redwoods? Raise your hand. All right, shame on you if you ain't been there. No. If you ever get the chance, go see the redwood trees. And you don't have to go to the giant forest. The redwood trees are cool. And pictures don't do them justice. Now, if you ever get a chance, go to... Now, who has ever seen a huge oak tree down south? Yeah, there we go. Now we're talking. Oak trees ain't near as big as the redwoods. But nonetheless, both of these trees have a great importance. We need to be rooted in the teachings of Christ, rooted in Him personally, rooted in Him faithfully, just like an oak tree. An oak tree's roots go down 20, 30, 40 feet in the ground. They are solid. Some of the trees in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, that Hurricane Katrina took out a bunch of them years ago, but some of those trees have been standing there since the Civil War. Why? Because they're rooted deep. They are hanging on. They've got their roots down in there. They get their nourishment, and they are stout. They are strong. And they're pretty good-sized trees. That's what we need to do as Christians. We need to get that rooted in Christ that it doesn't matter what winds blow at you, doesn't matter what storms come through, that we can stand it. Hurricane Camille come through Pascagoula, Mississippi, and Gulfport, Mississippi in 1969. Yeah. It took pine straw needles and drove them through trees. And a pine straw needle is just a limber little floppy thing. The wind was so strong that it drove it through a tree, sticking out the other side. That was pretty neat. But there was trees, some oak trees, that withstood all of that. Katrina, come through. It didn't even hit New Orleans, so that don't count. It was trying to clean that up. But it came through and wiped out entire towns on the coast of Mississippi, took out houses left and right. But the oak trees are still standing there because they're rooted. They can stand the storm. Now, the redwood trees. Do you think they got real deep roots? I mean, they're how many feet tall? 300-400 feet tall?
I don't know. You break your neck
with it. Yeah, the General Sherman up in the giant forest, it is massive. It shows a picture. There's like 10 people. 10 men joined their hands and stretched out to go all the way around that thing. It's just huge. Do you know their roots are very shallow? They're very shallow roots. They just run just a little bit under the ground, and they're just kind of shallow. But you know what they do? They join roots with each other. You don't find a redwood by itself. They're always in a big clump out there. See, that's a church. As an individual, we need to be rooted in Christ. And then as brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to be hanging on to each other just like the redwood trees. We help nourish each other. That's what they do. We help hold each other up. And look, they've been through some pretty bad storms. And if we're rooted in Christ the way we should be, personally, and rooted in Him in fellowship, and rooted in Him in His teachings, and rooted in Him faithfully, then look what we've got. We've got the deep, deep roots of the oak tree. And you can stand, and you get the nourishment you need, but we also have each other, like the redwood trees. And when storms hit, guess what? We've got each other. And we can help each other survive all of these problems. And trust me, as bad as I hate to say it, because I love my country, I joined the military. I was willing to fight for my country. I took an oath for my country. But my country is getting less and less the Christian nation that it once was. And I don't know what we may face one day. 20 years ago, so we won't go back that far. No. 10 years ago, I'd have never believed that we'd be in the position we're in today. And 10 years ago ain't that long ago. I don't believe we're going to be in a very good position as a Christian in this nation if something don't change in the next few years.
Amen.
And we need each other. We need to be rooted in Christ. And we need to be, what's my word? One accord, entwined with each other. Our roots need to be connected to each other. Listen, we're family. I'm closer to you guys than I am some of my blood relatives.
Amen.
I'm serious.
I am too.
You know, I wish it wasn't that way, but they don't no more know Christ than my dog does. My dog knows more about Jesus than some of my family. It's sad, but he does. Yeah. Brother Phil said he knew how to do it. Maybe so. So, I encourage you that, you know, I don't tell you to read Ephesians and to read Philippians and Colossians just to read it. You really need to read it. In Thessalonians, and I forget the verse or we'd go there, but Paul says they received the word, and then he said they received the word in the same verse. I'm like, receive the word, and they received the word. In other words, they heard the word. And as you read the verse, you find out that they heard the word. They received it with their ears, and then they received it with their hearts. And that's what we need to be doing. We don't need to just be, well, Brother Jim said read the Colossians. I'm going to try to get it read before Sunday. No, you need to, if you're going to do that, close the Bible and watch TV. Because it ain't going to do you a bit of good. If you need to be serious and say, Lord, what do you want to show me? We read and we get fed. That's how it all works.